This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on Close Up today is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this program is Focus on Domestic Violence. Welcome to the program, David. School is beginning. Let's talk about some of the things that teens may run into as they get into the school situation, dating and so forth.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I want to talk today about and address this program to teens, high school teens, those in Mountain Heritage High School in Yancey County or Mitchell High School in Mitchell County. And I want to do a couple of things on today's program and the next week as well. I want to talk about how not to get into an abusive relationship. Second of all, I want to talk about what to do when you're in a relationship to kind of identify those individuals who might be abusers and what constitutes abuse. So the first thing I want to mention is that a lot of people in this area come from abusive families. It's a sort of a generational thing. And for example, if I'm a girl and grow up seeing abuse in my family between my mother and father, for example, I'm much more likely to wind up in an abusive relationship as I get older and be a victim of domestic violence or abuse. And if I'm a boy who grows up in such a situation, in an abusive household, I'm more likely to wind up also in an abusive relationship and become an abuser myself. So the first piece of advice I want to give everyone, particularly the young people, is that abusive relationships are not normal, even if you've grown up in one, and you don't have to live with it or put up with it.
David, you mentioned abuse. Explain what abuse is in a relationship.
Well, first of all, domestic violence and abusive relationships are all about control. The key thing about an abuser is he's trying to control his victim. And there are several kinds of abusive relationships. There's the non-physical abuse, which includes psychological abuse. That are things like put-downs and, you know, you're no good and you're a loser and, you know, those kind of negative back and forth that happen between couples. There's then the area of physical abuse, which includes things like hitting, pushing, and shoving. And these are traditionally what we think of when we think of physical abuse or domestic violence. There's also such things as sexual abuse, which is unwanted or forced sex. And there's a new area that's coming out these days called stalking. What it really is repeated harassment, and that person is trying to scare you or upset you. Stalking can happen between strangers or somebody you know. You can be a victim of stalking through things like email, phone calls, text messaging, which is popular with young people today, people giving you unwanted gifts, someone trying to follow you, someone going to your home or where you work. They can threaten or intimidate your family members, and it can turn into a violence. So it's not something that you may try to break up in a relationship and have this kind of stalking behavior occur, but it can lead to violence, so you need to be real careful about that.
David, tell us, who is a batterer? Describe that person.
The underlying behavior of the batterer or the abuser is the need to control. We've talked about that. There's a myth that batterers are out of control people. They're angry and nasty. In fact, what happens in a lot of situations is these abusers can be very charming and likable people. Especially if it's outside of the relationship they're having. And usually the violence is confined to a particular relationship. So he's not necessarily violent with everybody, just those that he's in a relationship with. He's going to feel that he's entitled to control his partner, and the partner's obligated to obey him. He may think of himself as a very moral person, even when he's using violence. And he thinks that he can get what he wants through violence, and you know he will suffer physical, emotional, economic, and personal consequences for all of this, but underlying it all is he's trying to control. We're going to stop here because we're running out of time this week, but next week I want to get into some of the particulars about teen relationships and some of the things that you can look out for with your partner.
David, if someone has a question or wants to talk with someone, is there a phone number?
Yes, there is. You can call us 24 hours a day, talk with us confidentially, or come by and see us. Just give us a call. Our number in Mitchell County is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.